بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawiyy Al-Mateen. Al-Qawiyy Al-Mateen, All-Powerful. Allah is Qawi. What do you say in Urdu? Taqatwar. All power belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete control of everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Qawi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Al-Mateen, invincible. So this is one quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that more than before we should be discussing this. And for the entire week, think about it. How powerful Allah is. How invincible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with every country in the world right now. So to say, the superpowers of the world, how they claim we have this and we have that and we can do this, and our missiles and our rockets can reach so far, so many thousands of kilometers, and what damage we can do, and we have nuclear, and we have this, and we. But everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This insan is weak, but insan can talk a lot also. Just like Fir'aun. Fir'aun had the same temperament also. And all the different nations of before, as we discussed last week also, they all had this, man ashaddu minna quwwa, who is more powerful than us. We can do this and we can do that. Allah showed us in Quran Sharif, over and over again, Allah Ta'ala crushed them completely. Allah Ta'ala used the little creations of Allah, whether the wind, whether the bird, whether the storm, whether the waters, whether the fire. Allah Ta'ala used all these different armies to destroy the superpowers of the world. Bani Israel also, Allah Ta'ala farasalna alihim tufan wal jarad wal qummala wal dafadi'a wal dama ayat mufassalat. Allah said, how we send against them? We send tufan, the storms against them. Then we send also wal dafadi'a wal dama. We send locusts against them. Then we send frogs against them. Then every year blood was coming out. Different things. Then to the demon to return to Allah. Then to so stubborn. So many signs you sent. Everywhere they went, frogs were coming out. Their blood was coming out. Locusts everywhere. Well, qummala. Then even nuts and lice. That were everywhere. But then too, they didn't take heed. Muslim ummah now, Allah Ta'ala, protect us. Allah protect us. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted that my ummah also will follow Bani Israel. Hadwan na'li bin na'l. Footstep upon footstep, they'll follow them. What they did, my ummah will do the same thing. They'll go into a lizard hole also, my mother will go to a lizard hole. What they're throwing at us, we're jumping for it. Whether some football match, whether some show, whether some destination, now moving it from one country to the next country, set it up there, let them go. Let them get busy, the ummah, and we'll take the holy land, so to say. And more settlements and more settlements. And they just now, the revenue is coming to us. And they're jumping. Whatever we tell them, they're jumping for it. For the ummah, there's only one solution, is deen. One solution is the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and as Allah ta'ala wants it from us. That's how we want the deen of Allah. This is very, very important. Where Allah ta'ala cautions us also in Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. Look at the address. O people of iman, O those that have brought iman, you have iman in you, but be careful. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. That udkhulu, enter into Islam completely. Not your type of Islam. The few things I am doing, so I am Muslim, alhamdulillah, we are safe. Here also, because Hakim Sahib rahimullah would say, one is just to remain a Muslim, one is to have a relationship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have an am relationship with Allah, a very general relationship and ta'aluk with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. General, as a makhluk have, general makhluk have a general relationship. Allah is my khuda, Allah is my rabb, Allah is my sustainer. It's a general relationship. He says, we want more than that. We want a very special relationship, a VIP relationship. That VIP relationship is when we become the true abd and slave of Allah. There's a very VIP, very, very important relationship and a very, very important ta'aluk ma'allah, if you want. A special one. Where Allah becomes my friend, I become the friend of Allah. And that's what we want in dunya. We all want the status VIP. We all want that VIP relationship. We want the miles, we want the certain status, we want it in dunya. Even if we can't make it, but I want it. That's my dream, I want to be there one day. So with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very easy. That VIP relationship, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say very, very clearly, he says, do all ibadat. all the nawafil, all the durood, how much you want to do? He says, this will make you pious. This will make you, it's a pious labor of Allah. Awabin, ishraq, and everything, mashallah. We said, what a pious person. But that nawafil and that ibadat will not make you a VIP of Allah. Will not make you amongst the salihin and the pious ones. What will make you the pious muttaqi is to abstain from guna and sin. That's the only ingredients. The Hakim Sahib will say emphatically, he says, this is what Akhtar is telling you. Akhtar ki baat suno. He said, do the basic faraiz, basic sunnat, wajibat, little nawafil also, but guna mat karna. Don't make your Khaliq and your Creator naraz and unpleasant and displeased with you. Don't make him displeased. Don't make him displeased. The wife can do all the cooking and the baking and everything else. She can do for you everything. Very happy with her. But at the time when there's need for her, she doesn't understand the need of the time. Then now I want you to abstain from cooking and baking and sewing. And now there's a special taqaza for you. Don't do what you normally do. But she doesn't understand. You'll forget all her baking and all her cooking and everything. Allah says, you can do all of this, but you're breaking my command. All that is forgotten now. That is forgotten. You're breaking my command. Eating my animals and breaking the command of Allah. Yes, it will say also, why you break the command of Allah? Because we don't believe in the strength and the power of Allah. Allah is there. And Mullah Amur Palampuri Rahimullah would explain, like how the 2-year-old, 4-year-old, he knows the policeman. He's got a gun there also. He's got his uniform. But he's playing with the policeman's gun. He says, real. He can shoot with it. To him now, he's just a policeman. When he becomes 14, he says, hey, policeman. Now he's more scared. But when he was 4, now he'll go to him, he'll tamp his boots maybe also. He says, I also got one like that. Got Qurbani boots. He also got boots. Also got one gun. And he's just like the policeman. So he says, he knows he has ilm of the policeman, ilm. He has knowledge as a policeman, but ma'rifat he doesn't have. Doesn't have the ma'rifat, doesn't recognize the power behind this policeman. He has whole government behind him. When Farooq Makki Sahib would explain this also. He says, even the traffic cop, traffic police, if you find him now at the intersection, if he's controlling the traffic, he says, look at how he's carrying on. He says, like a, he says, bandar ki tarah, like what monkey is carrying on. You this way, you that way. He doesn't care about anybody. You call me a monkey, donkey, no problem. But who's paying me? Government. I'm getting my salary. You can laugh if you want to. Is it yaqeen that my salary is going to come from there? I'm doing my job. He said, who are you getting paid by? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. How you must act? According to sunnat. And Allah will pay us. Allah will pay us according to sunnat. Dress like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Eat like him. Sleep like him. Make hajj like him. Make umrah like him. Risala like him. Do everything like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. And Allah will say, you my beloved. He's got so much yaqeen on the government, I don't have yaqeen upon the power of Allah. That Allah will pay me. Allah will do it for me. My financial dealings, business dealings, my akhlaq, my character, all of this according to sunnah. Because yaqeen is not upon there, Allah is all powerful, Allah is invincible. Government will change. That our Hazrat Wala says also, we have so much awe about the government, constitution. Whatever they use also, the judges here also, we're going to rule the country according to the constitution of the country. This is like law, wahi. Like revelation came down. Then Hazrat says, look at the barakat, so to say, of the constitution. What is the constitution? You put all, what do you say, the cream of the crop, advocates. The advocates and so and so and so and so, put all their minds together, and now they came with the constitution of the country. Article so and so and what and what and what they have. And then to somebody goes to the constitutional court and overrides the thing also. But Hazrat says, look at it now, this is the brains of the cream of the crop of the country, the constitution. Let the government change, and the same constitution is in the bin now. No regard for it. Is our constitution? Kalamullah Quran Sharif. Let the cream of the crop from Allah Jalla Jalalu, Vaya Jibreel to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But then too we don't want it. Because the yaqeen is not in it. The yaqeen is not in Quran Sharif, the yaqeen is not in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they made the effort of Iman. Yeah, but if Iman was there, effort of dunya was on his place. But we are the people of Akhirat, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to understand the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, we'll be reading so much nowadays, the makhluk can do this and the makhluk can do that, and we're repeating. And we take enjoyment in repeating. And one person says, some people, they can't become millionaires, but they enjoy talking about millionaires. And he feels to his own millionaire. You know, I'm a jet guy, but how he made it, how he's moving things and how he's doing. He's enjoying talking about people's money. But he doesn't have anything, but he enjoys talking about people's money. Reading about people, how they made the money, and talking how they made money also. The Sahaba Ikram, they would hear Kalamullah, they spurred them on to talk about Allah. That Allah is everything. Leave the money, and leave the millionaire. In reality, in the eyes of Allah, is that a millionaire? To Allah, that 1 cent, 1 million is zero. Doesn't mean anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has a'mal in him. Then he has value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, an ajeeb point also in the ijtima' last week, Allah Ta'ala accepted all the jama'ahs moving the path of Allah, that the alim mentioned also. And he says, what Allah Ta'ala gave Sahaba Ikram to the avenue of the effort of deen. The effort was the effort of, wasn't to go and conquer the country and get the booty. It was to establish the deen of Allah. Now Allah forgive us, the ummah is moving country to country to buy a property. Sahaba Ikram were moving country to country to establish the deen. And then he mentioned a beautiful thing. He says they moved, hijjat was to ajib this nuqta, this point ulama pull out in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just remember where I'm speaking now, country to country. Innama al-amalu bin niyat. Hadith, you always hear it. Amal are based upon intentions. Wa innama likulli imri'in ma nawa. What a person intends, Allah will give him. What intention is moving for, Allah will give him according to his intention if Allah wants to. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put the niyat correct. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The person who immigrates for the sake of Allah and his Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. See the hadith, the tertib and the sequence of the words. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ. That person whose hijrat, immigration, لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ. Nabi alayhi salatu emphasizes his hijrat indeed, إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. He'll get the barakah from Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا. And the person immigrates only to get dunya, yusibah, to attain dunya, that he may catch it, he may attain it. وَمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِعُهَا. Or he immigrates to marry a woman. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. The first part, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. His hijrat is for Allah and Rasul. If he went for dunya, for a woman, Nabi alayhi salam didn't repeat that it is for dunya and for a woman. He said, hijratuhu, his hijrat is for that. His hijrat is for that. Meaning, he'll lose both. He won't get the dunya too, and he won't get his deen also. He'll lose both. The ummah is made to move for deen. The ummah is made to move for deen. That's a legacy of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That we are, the need is to move for the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How many move now to a certain Middle Eastern country? How many are moving away now? We thought you were in a safe zone. Where you are safe, you can be, subhanallah. They say he can be in a storm, but there too he's safe. Allah will keep him safe. He can be in khalwat, he can be in jalwat, he can be in a crowd, but his heart is in khalwat with Allah. He's busy in the dunya, heart, hands are busy in dunya, but the heart is with Allah. So the heart is only with Allah. The moving is only for deen and only for deen. And then he made a point. Then he says, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to the fikr and moving for deen, the wealth Allah had blessed them with, the wealth Allah had blessed them with was so much that if they had to work for 1,000 years, they wouldn't have made that amount of wealth. So much Allah gave them. And he gave some figures, the brothers worked it out also, some gold, etc. Has Ali received in his booty. Amount of gold, and we just worked it out in today's zamana, it was equal to almost 3 billion. 3 billion rands, just amount of gold, he got it in one expedition only. 3 billion worth of gold, how many years you have to work to make that amount of gold? 80 kilos of gold plus minus. He made it in one expedition, Allah Ta'ala. He didn't go for that. He was thrown at his feet. When he saw that gold, he told the Khadim, "Bhai, usko uthalo." He didn't tell him in Urdu. He told him, "Bhai, pick it up. And leave it in Baitul Mal. Uski zarurat nahi." He said, "I don't have a need for this right now. Where are you going to keep it at home?" So they put it in the national treasury. Somebody needs it, they break some pieces and they'll enjoy it. And then he will say, Abu Rahman bin Auf, Uthman Ghani, radiallahu anhum, the multi-millionaires of the time, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was a point also. He says, these Sahaba radiallahu anhum weren't trading to make money. And the amount that they made also, the amount of money they made, didn't tie up with the efforts they were making. How come they had so much? He said, because Allah was giving it to them. Understand? Allah was giving it to them. Not that they worked for it. Allah gave it to them. And Allah gave it to them, and the tashkil was made also, for the battle of Tabuk. That who will give in the path of Allah? Then Uthman Ghani came, Abdul Rahman bin Auf came. How much to give? Right now, 100 camels, and 200 camels, and 300, 400 camels too. Laden with goods. How many horses they need? So many horses. Right, with the armor and everything else. Just giving. They gave like that. Why? There's too much. We just need to give it away. And they gave, and Allah sent it like that. Double back. Now Allah, how much more are we going to keep now? Any more taqaza? Any more expeditions? Right, let's another 100, another 200. So they were giving like that also. So it wasn't that they were working to earn so much. They wouldn't have figures on the paper that now we're going to make so much of turnover. Allah was turning it for them. It was just happening. Therefore, sometimes we hear that the Sahabi was very rich. So he made it. And when Ali gave a bayan also, he made it because he had a certain brand name. He was doing import-export. So subhanAllah, he made it now. He had a whole industry operating. That's how he made the millions. He says, no. The effort was the effort of deen. We are making the effort of deen. Allah Ta'ala gave it like that also. So to have this yaqeen upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mateen, the all-powerful, invincible. So those who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have stated, أَلَّا تَطْلُبَ الْقُوَّةَ وَالْقُوتَ إِلَّا مِنْ مَوْلَاكَ. Do not seek strength and food except from your master. Do not seek strength and food except from your master. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-qawi. The angels only move about with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The loudest angel, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, only with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the incident we had mentioned also, that once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many days. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was perplexed. The kuffar began saying that the sustainer of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam has become displeased with him and left him, abandoned him. This further aggravated the grief suffered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After some time, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked the reason for not coming so many days. According to one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ma yamna'uka an tazurana akthara mimma tazuruna." O Jibreel, what prevents you from visiting us more than you usually do visit us? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam answered, "Wa ma natanazzalu illa bi amrik rabbik." So that ayatul Quran Sharif. So we do not descend except with the permission of your sustainer. Although a great angel, but I also need the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In other words, he could only descend when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. He only commands them to descend when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels it suitable in accordance to his perfect wisdom, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses all knowledge of time, past, present and future. So all this is in the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So to get yaqeen upon Allah, that's why we say more than before. More than before, sitting in the halqas of ta'aleem, and our children also explain to them the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Is that the key that starts the car? It's the command of Allah. Is that the switch that puts the light on? It's the command of Allah. Behind that is the command of Allah. And tell this child, sometimes you see the bulb doesn't come on. What happens? You're putting the switch on. Sometimes I start the car, it's not starting. Battery went dead. Who caused it? Allah. But the command of Allah, Allah is all powerful. Power belongs to Allah. The car gets power from Allah. Is recharging also everything, charging. That is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they had this engraved within their hearts. The yaqeen was absolutely 100% upon the zat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Last week we mentioned about the nations of before. How they were destroyed. Qawmi Aad, Qawmi Thamud, people of Aad, Thamud, Salih alayhi salatu salam nation, Shuaib alayhi salatu salam nation, how Allah ta'ala destroyed them different ways. And on the other side of it, Sahaba Ikram, when they had the help of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala showed them His power in small number of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. We'll just read a few lines in the Battle of Yarmouk. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they came against the Roman Emperor, the Roman Empire, the superpower of the time. This, especially at this time, sit with our children and read the stories. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, How they went against the power of the time, superpowers. And how Allah Ta'ala gave them victory based upon the iman and yaqeen. They had little means. They were very weak. But then through the strength and the power of iman, here is mentioned about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they went against who we call Heraclius. In the Hajj Sahaba, he called Heraqla. They were a powerful person. He was the entire now Roman army was under him, stretching right from Rome. Right from Rome, coming into Constantinople, Istanbul. That was the, so to say, the Vatican. And coming right through into Syria. That entire was part under the Romans. It was the Roman Empire, completely under them. And then they say that Heraqla had his arms up behind his back, staring down at the cobblestone floor. He pulled away from the window and he went towards his chamber. He's looking what's happening, and the Muslim army is advancing towards him. And they say that he entered his dimly lit room as his mind raced back 4 years earlier. That the citizens showered him with honor as he rode through the streets of Constantinople, which is Istanbul. That time was, in Arabic, it was called Constantinia. Constantinia, and Nabi alayhi salatu prophesied also that Constantinia will be conquered. فَنِعْمَ الْأَمِيرُ أَمِيرُهَا. And the Amir of that Jamaat will be an excellent Amir. And that also army will be the most excellent of warriors. So every Sahabi had in his heart that if I could take this hadith and have the honor of it befitting me during my lifetime. Finally, Allah Ta'ala gave it to Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih. So they say this hadith referred to him that Allah Ta'ala gave him Constantinople finally. So he continues, I mean, he heard about the Muslim armies, how they had dropped territory by territory. Finally he goes through and they say the burden upon the shoulders of Amir al-Mu'mineen is Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. What was in his heart? Amir al-Mu'mineen, he knows we're going against the superpower of the time right now. The armies were stretched for miles and miles. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were weak, small in number. But the power of iman, they're walking within their heart. Tarbiyat upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how beautifully the Musannif and the author of the Kitab, he portrays this. And he said, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu said in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madinah al-Munawwara, burdened with the weight of the ummah on his shoulders. Whatever decision I make, either I can lose 100 men or 1,000 men. How do I see the yatim of Madinah Munawwara? What do I tell them? What do I tell them? I made a wrong move. The mashara wasn't right. I told them to proceed. There's 200,000. Here's a small army, 20,000. Omar, where's your mind? How could you allow them? But he knew. He was a powerhouse. We go in zikr, in the path of Allah. We go for gush. We have one. A dhakir, sitting there making the dhikr of Allah. Here he's sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi. It had only been several weeks since the demise of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Umar bin Khattab had inherited two wars on two fronts. This is war is on right now, and you can see, you know, what's happening in the world right now. There's so many fronts, there's a blockade here. Then over there also now, all the jets are coming in, and the vessels are coming in, and so from all different sides now. So he had inherited two wars on two fronts. Which were the two fronts? Again, the two superpowers, the Romans and the Persians. Persians are still fighting. And he had the Romans, which were the Europeans. So on two fronts now, he inherited two wars. But he was the ideal leader for the trials that lay ahead. Allah Ta'ala blessed him with that iman, that yaqeen. Umar bin Khattab was a towering figure, stout, firm and resolute. He had a fair complexion with a reddish tint. Although he was khalif, he despised extravagance. That's the main thing. When the ummah came out of extravagance, Spain, same thing happened. They came out of extravagance, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. When he came to Ottomans also, it's our wealth. Then Allah Ta'ala sent the tyrants upon them to buy them off with extravagance. He walked the streets of Madinah Munawwara in garments of wool, patched in places with leather. Once he gave a khutbah upon the member of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he turned to the Qabr Mubarak. And he said, Mubarak to you, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that you tread the correct path the Nabi of Allah led you upon, and you got success. And Ya Rasulullah, you showed us the way. Then he broke down upon the member and said, Omar, what will happen to you? Omar, what will happen to you? And the Sahabi who narrates, he says, I counted on his clothes 12 patches. The day of Jumu'ah. He's Amir al-Mu'mineen, and 12 patches on his kapra, on his clothing. They say he was just and genuine concern for the ummah under his rule. He kept the needs central to his leadership. His vision was to ensure that everyone in his domain slept on a full stomach. No one was going hungry. Umar bin Khattab was known to have said, if a dog dies hungry on the banks of the river Euphrates, where's the Euphrates? In Iraq. If a dog dies at the banks of the Euphrates, Umar will be responsible for fulfilling his duty. Even the dog have to worry about. The dog must not die because of hunger. Such was his sense of responsibility to his people. Now the shura is on. He says, Sahaba Ikram sat in a semicircle around the new leader. The Majlis of Shura included Uthman bin Affan, Ali bin Abi Talib, Abdul Rahman bin Auf, giants who were the some of the closest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar sat cross-legged, leaning against a wall. He read loud the reports filtering from Syria. Karguzaris are coming. Mujahideen are moving. The Sahaba faces were lit with expressions of relief as they listened to the karguzaris. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu had just recently entered Syria with 9,000 veterans, meaning senior Sahaba radiallahu anhu, who were in Badr, who were in Uhud. They knew warfare. They were in the forefront. So 9,000 entered into Syria from the Persian campaign in Iraq and assessed the situation. The Muslim force of 32,000 was scattered across the land, with 90,000 Romans concentrated at one place behind the Muslims. How many? 90,000. And you got over here, 32,000 Mujahideen. The Roman concentration at Ajnadin had to be dealt with before further conquest could be made, otherwise the Muslim forces would be picked off one division at a time. So Khalid radiallahu anhu ordered all commanders to converge at Ajnadin with haste on July 30, 634. So Khalid radiallahu anhu ordered a general assault, and 32,000 Muslims fell upon 90,000 kuffar. 32,000 Muslims upon 90,000 kuffar, we can do the ratio. When I explain this to the students in the madrasa on a lighter note, I say, we bicharas come out, and just two people come. One with the knife, one say, give the cell phone. Say, boss, take everything. Take everything. So look at the iman yaqeen they had. It's only 32,000, it was 90,000 they are facing right now. They fell upon 90,000 Romans. 50,000 Romans perished. 50,000 were killed. At the hands of 32,000. 50,000 Romans perished, including the commander in chief, his deputy, and several generals. Versus how many Mujahideen passed away? 450 only. Allah's help with them. What yaqeen they were moving with? What yaqeen and iman they were moving with? The Roman army of Ajnadin ceased to exist. They fell completely. Those who survived sought refuge behind the walls of Jerusalem, Gaza and Jaffa. They all now receded and they went back. So we continues in much detail over here. We'll just read one more line. A week after the Mammoth battle, the combined army marched north to Damascus under Khalid's rule and orders. On August 26, 34, Khalid laid siege to the city with 20,000 Mujahideen against a garrison of 15,000 deep inside Roman territory. After 2 months of skirmishing with the Roman garrison, Khalid finally had an opening. Jonas the Greek crossed to the Muslim side and informed Khalid of a festival that's going to take place. During this festival, the people will be drunk and the walls would have a skeleton crew manning them. Khalid selected to penetrate. How many? Only 100. He chose of his elite Mujahideen and scaled the most impregnable point in the defenses. Allah Ta'ala gave them this intelligence. Now how to break the blockade? Allah will teach the Muslims they have iman. How to move, which way to move? Allah will inspire them. He and his men subdued the few men. Not that he was in the back, he was in the first surf also. He and his men subdued the few men guarding the wall, dropped down on the other side and opened the gate from the inside. The Khalid's division rushed in, and after several hours of fighting, the city fell. The loss of Damascus was a staggering blow for Heraclius. So what yaqeen they're moving in, Allah Ta'ala's power is with us. With iman and yaqeen and a'mal, it wasn't based upon ammunition. No numbers also. So this yaqeen is to come back into the ummah. When the ummah will come upon deen, Allah will open the doors. Allah's rahmat, His mercy, the wealth will come with barakat also, and Allah's help also will come. Allah's promise is 5 to 7 ayat in Quran. Allah's promise to ummat, I will help you. But when? They have iman. Allah Ta'ala give us that iman, inshallah. Inshallah, next year.
مرسي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذا كم ساب من شمال ميدا ذكر في الله تبارك وتعالى الله دي نبوت إلا الله first. الله put الله first. That negate everything. All the superpowers, whatever. Our bad habits, our wealth, our families, our homes, our properties, our cars. La ilaha. So once that will come out from everything from the heart. And finally when I myself will come out from my own heart. That me, myself and I, me, ana wala ghiri, me, nobody else besides me. That all has to come out. He says then illallah will come. Then Allah will come in the heart. And Allah will come in the heart. Then whatever you negated, Allah will take care of it. Whatever you negated, Allah will take care of it. Negated myself, Allah will take care of you. Negate my business, Allah will take care of it. Negated, my business doesn't feed me. Is that my degree? Is that my intelligence? Is that anything of this dunya? It's only Allah. Whatever I negated in my heart, I took it out. Threw it out, like how we hear commonly nowadays. You threw the toys out of the cot. So we have our big cot also with all our toys of dunya. Throw everything outside. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakim Sahib says, then Allah says, now you negated everything. Now, to fill that vacuum, Allah will fill it up completely. Now we'll take care of everything. Like this, we make the dhikr of Allah, we take all these things, all these idols and but out of the heart, and Allah will come in the heart.
La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Taking all the ghir out of the heart, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will give different examples to meditate. Make muraqabah, like how we mentioned one example. They throw everything out of the court, the picture comes in the mind. He will say, every person can have his muraqabah, how to get this out of my life. How to get the yaqeen of it. Whatever examples come to mind, whether we use the example of the vacuum cleaner, this vacuuming all the filthy, dirty habits, Ya Allah. Such a powerful vacuum cleaner is La ilaha illallah. It takes everything out, super vacuum. Whether it's the court, the example that is given also, that how we hear commonly, he did for the six. And how that bowler, he bowled that ball also, what they call it, a toss or a full, whatever, without bouncing. And he hit it for a six. Ya Allah, all things he hit it for a six. Out, out, out. And all these things now, Allah Ta'ala hid it out of my life, and Allah will come into a person's life. Now he's empty completely. And then during the week, to remember, Ya Allah, I hid it out. Ya Allah, you take care of this now.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfirah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, wa hasab bikam illan diseased, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you are the tabib al-qulub, O my Allah, you are the doctor of all the hearts, O my Allah. O my Allah, give our hearts complete shifa, O my Allah, from physical diseases, spiritual diseases, O my Allah. Give us yaqeen upon you, love for you, O my Allah, shadeed and intense love for you, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, yaqeen upon your zaad, yaqeen upon your being, O my Allah, trust in you. Tawakkul upon you, Ya Allah, that we believe in you, Ya Allah, your power, your qudrat, that you are invincible. Power belongs to you, Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh, my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us that Iman, give us that Islam, give us that Iman and Yaqeen upon you, and true love for you. Grant us our families, our children, Ya Allah. Everything around the world is calling away from you, Ya Allah. Even ourselves, O Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a heart that are drowning in your muhabbat and your love, Ya Allah. Give us the sweetness of Iman, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you spoiled us so much in this dunya life, oh my Allah, which he said, all the sweet things of this dunya, oh my Allah, the sweet drinks and the sweet meats, oh my Allah, the delicious foods and delicacies of this world you have given us, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem and Rahim Allah, the hearts have become diseased because of all these delicacies, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, Allah, we beg of you, Allah, before we come to you, before we reach the qabr, Allah, give us the sweetness of Iman, oh my Allah, the sweetness that Khalid bin Walid felt in the battlefield, oh my Allah. Allah, what they enjoyed, oh my Allah, striving in your path, making hijrat ilallahi wa rasooli. Allah, how he would say, Allah, to the emperors of the world, that I have such companions and mujahideen with me, that just as liquor is so sweet to you, Ya Allah, death is more beloved to them to die in the path of Allah. Oh my Allah, give us the opportunity, my Allah, to kill our nafs in your muhabbat and your love, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Fill our hearts with your ma'rifat and your muhabbat and your love, where we find the lazzat imani in salah, in Quran, in dhikr. Oh my Allah, sleeping in your path and striving in your path, O my Allah, to speak about you, to enjoy, Ya Allah, sitting the halqas of ta'aleem, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, we find, Ya Allah, we have found enjoyment of this dunya life, Ya Allah, in Doka and deception, O Mahila, sitting in coffee shops, O Mahila, breaking your command, O Mahila, without the hijab and parda, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, what has happened to our hearts, O Mahila? They become so diseased, O Mahila, that a woman cannot sit at home, O Mahila. Nor can we sit at home, O Mahila. We have to go somewhere to break your command. O Mahila, all the hijrat, Ya Allah, is that towards you and Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. O my Kareem, Rahimila, save us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us shifa of our hearts, give us enjoyment within our homes. Ya Allah, to sit in the, Ya Allah, to sit in your home, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And then finally, O my Allah, the Musim al-Hajj, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, when you give us the opportunity, when you become habitual sitting in your home, O my Allah, be it Asr to Maghrib, Maghrib to Isha, taking time, O my Allah, to talk to you, to read Quran Sharif, then O my Allah, open the doors of Haramain Sharifain, we sit at the Baytullah. Oh my Allah, to look at you, Tajalli, oh my Allah. To sit in the road of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To heal our hearts in your Muhammad and your love. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us that love, oh my Allah. Save us from deception of this dunya, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, where we are lying to ourselves that we have to go to these places to enjoy ourselves. Ya Allah, give us the enjoyment without all these things, O my Allah. Enjoyment in your deen, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Enjoying in Quran tilawat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to go out in your path and strive, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, they love the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, the Ummah has gone to Madina Munawwara to enjoy the malls, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the coffee shops and everything else besides the Rona Mubarak is sitting in the Majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the hearts have become so diseased, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Shafi. Ya Allah, the Shifa is in your hands, oh my Allah. We beg of you, oh my Allah. Heal the hearts of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, the Ummah doesn't have water to drink in Gaza, oh my Allah. Dying because of thirst, O my Allah. The Ummah is wasting money in other avenues. Ya Allah, give us hearts, O my Allah, to feed for the Ummah, O my Allah. Give us hearts, O my Allah. What has happened to our hearts? Ya Allah, you've given us the wealth and, Ya Allah, the facilities and the faculties and the venues and the venues. O my Allah, become spoiled, O my Allah. Give us to be to make tawbah, istighfar, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to use your namas in a manner that is pleasing to you, O my Allah. Save us from your displeasure, O my Allah. Save us from your anger, O my Allah. God is your pleasure, O my Allah. Give us amal that will please you. Oh my Allah, those are going for Hajj, Ya Allah. Allow them to do amal of qabooliyat, oh my Allah. And they spend their time in a manner that is accepted by you, oh my Allah. They are gone on behalf of the Ummah, Ya Allah. They are wufudur Rahman. They are the jamaasin on behalf, Ya Allah, of the Ummah to Rahman, to you, my Kareem Rahim Allah. Allow them to spend their time correctly, Madina Tayyiba, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Makkah Mukarrama, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq, oh my Allah. Revive the sunnahs and your commands, and Ya Allah, in those places among the Hujjaj, O my Allah, give them a Masturat Tawfiq to put on the parda, at least the Haram and Sharifin, to put on the correct kept parda at the time of the Haram, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, because we have the wealth, Ya Allah, we don't care about your commands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we break your command and pay for it, O my Allah. Give us hearts, O my Allah. Give us hearts, O my Allah, that understand your deen. They have your ma'rifat, O my Allah. They have fear for you and love for you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, take us over and over again, O my Allah. Save us in the glitter of glamour of those places, Ya Allah. If the heart be attached to, O my Allah, where he should be, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, let it be the Hajj of the Ummah, O my Allah. Where you make best of Hidayat, O my Allah. You make decisions of Hidayat for the Ummah. Protection for the Iman and Amal and Taqwa. Protection of their families and their homes and their properties, O my Allah. Let it be, Ya Allah, Hajj of Hidayat and Islah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from Riba and Zina, O my Allah. Save our progenies, O my Allah. Keep our homes clean, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, protect the Ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect our Iman, our Amal, our Taqwa. Protect our homes, our families. Is our children, our businesses, our vehicles, O my Allah. Protect our masturat, our daughters, our sons, O my Allah. O my Allah, keep them upon Iman and Taqwa. Give us husn al-Khatima. Give us death upon Iman, O my Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. All those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa, ajil, kamil, mustamir, wherever they may be. Our satis, our friends, our families. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. All those are marriageable. If you want to get married, O my Allah. Grant them sukoon, O my Allah. Grant them solid deen homes, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from broken homes, O my Allah. Save us talaq, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us, Ya Allah, enjoyment in your muhabbat and your love, O my Allah. Although they don't have a rosy, open their rosy for the full of barakat, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from haram, O my Allah. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يلا غراند وهزت والا and upper the best of health um يلا let them for you spread in the world let them move in your path let's take barakat from them and yeah, all the teachings make it عام and دعم وكريم رحيم الله all our مشايخ all the مرحومين في القبر النور in the highest stages of جنة الفردوس يلا هب أمة الرسول أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم Ya Allah, accept us, keep us in your ni'mas, Ya Allah. We shukr for all your bounties and all your ni'mas. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Tub alayna innaka anta tawwab ar-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Amin, amin, amin. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, as you all away every Friday night, Jummah. We have a program with the Hilal, the Shab Guzari program takes place. Alhamdulillah, the halqas of ta'lim take place. Jamaats are coming from all over the world. Alhamdulillah. Brothers, I request to take off some time. After Asr, there will be a program. After Maghrib also is a program. After Isha is Hayatul Sahaba. Ta'lim will take place. Where the kitab will be read about the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And this kitab is called Hayatul Sahaba, the lives of Sahaba. Those that are sitting in this halqa, listen to the lives of Sahaba. When Isha Sahaba used to say, look, create in a person's heart. Hayati Qalbiya, the lives of Sahaba will enliven our hearts also. So this come after Isha, bring our sons, bring our nephews, sit for them and listen to the halqa of Salim, the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Sadis are staying in the markaz also. Then after Fajr there's a program, whatever we can take part in. There's once a week, Ishtima is taking place at a local masjid. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to partake in these programs and to take benefit, inshallah. JazakAllah khair. SubhanAllah.